662 and 663, adopt the supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2017-18 over expenditure process and make budget adjustments in various funds. And 663, authorize temporary operating loans between various funds to provide interim funding to cover lags in federal, state, and other grant reimbursements and other negative cash and fund balances.
All right, very good. We have our budget team here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
And we have a couple of amendments, I understand, as well. Yes. I'm going to introduce several, and then Commissioner Fritz has at least one amendment.
Great. I'm Claudio Campuzano, Interim City Budget Director. I'm joined by Jessica Eden, our Budget Monitoring Process Coordinator. Today, I'm presenting two items, a supplemental budget ordinance and a loan resolution. I'll start with the supplemental budget, or the over-expenditure ordinance, as it's known. The over-expenditure ordinance is the third of three scheduled mid-year adjustments to the city budget. The focus of this action is largely constrained to addressing areas where actual expenses have a reasonable likelihood of exceeding current appropriations. I'll briefly highlight some of the changes and take any questions. Then I believe there are several amendments, as the mayor mentioned, that may be moved. In the general fund, there are several items of note. Two items to ensure that the city remains compliant with state budget law, not overexpending current appropriation levels. So the first is an increase of $1 million in discretionary appropriation to Portland Parks and Recreation to address projected under-collection of fee revenues. The Bureau is largely discretionary funded, but has a considerable fee revenue budget as well, and that's primarily from recreation fees. So to the degree that these revenues do not materialize, discretionary general fund fills the gap. So this action addresses that possibility. This year, we've been seeing a little weakness in the revenues, and while they were projected reasonably, we're seeing a little under collection. So Bureau leadership has been working to address that shortfall, and there's a reasonable likelihood that the additional funds will not be needed. But we just want to make sure that we don't overexpend. Are there any questions on that one?
No? So, Commissioner, who controls that decision about whether those funds need to be spent or not?
Well, they'll be spent if the Bureau actually has expenses that exceed their they've got a discretionary budget. If the expenses are in excess of the discretionary budget, which they will be, but then you've got the non-discretionary portion that fills that gap. If the non-discretionary does not come in, we'll need to have other revenues to back the expenses that happen. So at this late point in the year, we've got very little opportunity to turn it around. So it's going to land where it's going to land at this point. But I know that I know
for the fiscal year that's.
For the current fiscal year, 17-18. I know that the Bureau leadership has identified this issue several months ago and has been working to address it, and we've been working closely with them to identify the reasons for it and also to address the situation.
Commissioner Fritz.
Commissioner, you may remember that we did the same thing about 3 years ago, in the full bump, the report comes back to council, and in that case, we were able to not need any of the $1 million at that point too. So I'm hopeful that that's the case.
And it's also important to note that that to the degree that any of the resources are needed, bureaus would be responsible. Bureaus that overspend would be responsible for a one-time reduction to basically make the general fund whole. So it is it's a net zero across years.
Okay, thank you.
So next is an increase of $25,000 in the city budget office to address to address unanticipated costs associated with the vacation leave payout for our outgoing director. Once again, the expectation is that this additional appropriation will not be necessary based on our current projections. It's really just a conservative measure to ensure that we don't overspend. So in both cases, as I said, the bureaus would be responsible for one-time reductions next year if they actually do need to use those funds. It should be noted that unrestricted contingency stands at roughly $353,000, so that's not sufficient to cover these items, but we do have $15.9 million overall in contingency, and that's including several policy set-asides. And so those set-asides are already funded again in the next year, and so any repayment from any cuts that would be necessary would refund those set-asides in the following year. So in addition to the general fund, we've got two reductions that have been included. In addition to the general fund, we've got two reductions that have been included for carryover into 18-19. We've got Commissioner Udaly's office has carried over $15,000 to fund neighborhood coalition budgets in ONI, the Office of, Office of Community and Civic Life. The discretionary portion of this has already been included in the 18-19 budget. The Office of Management and Finance is reducing $288,307 to carry over funding to 18-19 to fund an executive recruitment strategy to fill a number of director-level vacancies, and I believe Council is aware of that. So outside of the general fund, there are a number of actions described in Exhibit 2 to the ordinance. Most notable is a shift of $15.1 million from the Development Services Fund contingency to fund the interfund loan to the Portland Housing Bureau. It's an interim financing mechanism for affordable housing projects, and that's really the only major one. But if anybody has any questions about other items in the exhibit, I'd be happy to answer. Okay. So we've received a couple of amendments. So if, wanna, if folks want to move those.
Yes, so I've got three colleagues that I'd like to introduce. Number one, I'd like to move the following language adjustment in the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. This is fund number 223 of $175,000 to ensure the Arts, Education, and Access Fund is not overexpended in the external materials and services major object category. Funding is provided via transfer of existing appropriation from contingency to external materials and services. This updates exhibits 1-4 as needed to reflect this change. Do I have a second?
Second.
This one is equally exciting sounding. Amendment number two. Reduce, Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, go ahead and introduce me. I'll ask a question or two.
Thank you. And staff will be more than thrilled to answer,
happy to answer
all of
any
your
questions.
About
this.
So, number two, reduce external materials and services in the Mayor's Office general fund appropriation by $23,000 and set aside the resources and program carryover contingency to be reallocated during the fall supplemental budget process. The $23,000 will be used to pay for two vacation payouts that are due in 2018-19. This would update exhibits 1-4 as needed to reflect this change. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Number three, increase Bureau expenses and revenues in the Bureau of Human Resources for Kaiser payments in PPA Health Fund 707 by $120,000. This updates exhibits 1-4 as needed to reflect this change. Could I also get a second for this, please?
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Saltzman had some questions.
On your first amendment, Mayor, so the arts tax has a revenue, has a fund set up. I guess it's fund 223, if I'm reading the amendment correctly.
Yes, that's correct.
And are we taking, by this action, taking general fund money?
No, this really aligns the tax collections, and because the external materials and services is the disbursement to the entities that receive the tax. So to the degree the taxes are higher than anticipated, the expenses are also higher than anticipated. So we need to increase that expense to account for the larger collection.
But it's still arts.
Yes, it's
fund
it's
money
still arts tax paying. Funded. It's all within the same fund. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions on these amendments, colleagues? Commissioner Fritz, you have an amendment.
I do. I move to make the following adjustment to the supplemental budget as proposed. Increase Bureau expenses in personnel services by $75,000, internal materials and services by $60,000, and external materials and services by $65,000 in the Portland Parks and Recreation's Portland International Raceway Fund to ensure that these categories are not overexpended by year end. Funding is provided by a decrease in appropriation of fund contingency and updates exhibit 1-4 as needed to reflect this change.
Second.
Thank you. And so basically this is just moving money around within the Portland International Raceway. Some of these expenditures are related to the IndyCars coming Labor Day weekend, but it doesn't require any general fund investment in that fund. It's just making sure we do everything.
That's correct. I believe it's an accelerated expense. It was anticipated in the next fiscal year, but since it was done this year, but the revenue associated with the IndyCar event will be coming next year. So.
And I certainly appreciate the City Budget Office paying attention to all these different funds and to assure the taxpayers that we are looking after your money very carefully.
Very good. Colleagues, I have one more. This is a Scrivener's error, but we might as well.
Actually, I'm sorry, Mayor. That's for the next item. So.
Oh, you're right. Okay. But we've read them together, so I'd like to put it on the table, if you don't mind.
Sure.
It's just a word change. So it addresses, this is related to item 663, which has been read. This is to address a Scrivener's error to change the repayment date from June 30, 2018 to June 30, 2019. Can I get a second on that, please?
Second.
Thank you. So we now have one, two, three, four, five amendments on the table. Very good. Is that the end of your presentation?
That's the end of our presentation for that item. We can certainly, I can talk about the resolution, the loan resolution.
No, we don't need that. Carla's grabbing the list. Are there any questions in the meanwhile while Carla's out of the chamber? We can talk about Carla while she's out of the chamber.
I have a lot of questions, but none of them are about these items, Mayor.
Very good. All right. Well, Carla, get back and let's see who has signed up for public testimony. Here she is, the lovely Carla. 662 or 663, please.
Yes, no one signed up for either.
Very good. So with that, any further questions before I call the roll on item 662? Please call the roll.
So, Mayor?
Oh, I'm sorry, the amendments. Thank you, legal counsel. This is a vote on Wheeler Amendment Number 1, adjusting the Bureau of Revenue Financial Services Fund 223. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Amendment 1 is adopted. Amendment 2, reducing the external materials and services in the Mayor's Office General Fund. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. So Amendment 2 is also adopted. Amendment 3, this is the increasing the Bureau expenses and revenues in the Bureau of Human Resources. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's on the table. Commissioner Fritz's item that increases the Bureau expenses and personnel services. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. And last, pertaining to item 663, the Scrivener's error. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted to the main motion. Item 662, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
I want to thank you for getting the new name of ONI correct. However, it's not necessary until July 1, which is when we're actually going to roll it out.
All right.
Which is why I will continue to say ONI until then.
Fritz.
Oh, I think we have to do a code change, too.
Yeah, we're working on that as well.
Yeah, so I'll look forward to that. So the changes in the Port and Parks and Recreation allocation and the contingency funding really is evidence for why we're doing the cost recovery projects, why we're doing the financial sustainability program, and looking at how parks has been funded over the last several decades and how it needs to be funded moving forward. We are hopeful that with the cost containment measures that have been implemented and the increased revenue at the end of the year, which is what always happens in parks, that we will not need the allocation. It really points out that there aren't any reserves in parks, and that is something that needs to be addressed. And so the whole council will need to be involved in those discussions over the next year so that we collectively put parks on a more sustainable financial path moving forward. Once people love their parks, they're willing to pay for them. We've got to figure out how that is all going to work together. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Next item, please call the roll on 663.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution is adopted as amended. Next item, please call.